You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Torchwood contains adult and disturbing material, which we strongly advise is not suitable for younger listeners.
Captain.
What is the problem? The ballast sensors again?
No, ma'am. The engines have shut down. I do not understand.
What? Victor, what is going on down there? Why have my engines stopped?
It's everywhere! I can't... No!
You're making no sense. Calm down. Victor? Victor!
What is that? Oh my god!
Mayday! Mayday, this is a Corinthian tide bound from Milford Haven, United Kingdom to Port of Wilmington, reporting an avalanche!
Is anybody in here? Excuse me. Hello? I said excuse me?
Oh, hey! Bloody hell, love. You almost gave me a heart attack.
Look,
I'm really sorry, but I don't speak your language, so I don't,
You're English.
Oh, right, well, I'm Welsh, but I'll take no offence. You gave me a rife, right?
Sorry, I just assumed.
I couldn't hear you over Mr. Dynamite.
Who?
The Godfather of Soul? James Brown.
Before my time.
Technically, he was before my time, but that doesn't mean... It doesn't matter. You're not one of the crew, are you? I mean, you don't look much like a salty old sea dog. Or any kind of dog at all, obviously, you know.
No.
To be honest, it's nice to hear another voice. Then understand a word it's saying. I barely said boo to a goose since I came on board. I'm Reese. Reese Williams.
Caitlin Russell.
And where have you been hiding yourself then, Caitlin?
My cabin, mostly. Listen, are you getting a Wi-Fi signal?
No idea. Phone's in my cabin. Why, isn't it working?
Cut out about 10 minutes ago. I thought maybe one of the crew might know something, but there doesn't seem to be anyone around.
These modern ships don't need much more than a skeleton crew. Especially on the night shift. It's all run off computer, like everything else these days.
I guess. Anyway, thanks, but I'll go see if I can find someone else.
Wait. Hang on a sec.
What?
Listen. I think the engines have stopped.
Yeah, you might be right. Would that explain the Wi-Fi?
Well, the lights are still working, so the electric must still be... I don't suppose you've got a torch, have you? Oh, sorry, a flashlight.
There's an app on my cell phone. Hold on.
Can I borrow it? I'll go and find out what's going on. Probably be safest if you stay here, love. Don't want you falling overboard.
Wow.
What?
You sound like my dad. And pretty much every other sad middle-aged guy I've ever met.
I'm not middle-aged.
It's my flashlight. And you don't speak the language, remember? So you can come with me while I find out what's going on, or sit here on your own in the dark.
Right. Hang on a moment. Let me grab my stuff. How's it going?
This feels weird. We should have seen someone by now.
Maybe they've all abandoned ship.
What? Why?
I'm joking, love. Whatever's up with the engines, the captain will know about it. And the best place to find her is on the bridge. So let's head up there and ask her. All we got to do is find the right staircase.
So you really don't think this is anything serious?
No. Probably not. It's fresh out here. Let's not hang about.
It's a full moon. Look at the sea. It's like a sheet of glass. Not a wave in sight.
Not what you'd expect in the middle of the Atlantic. Couldn't be spookier if it tried. There's a name for conditions like this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Dead calm.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it could be spookier. But at least we found the stairs.
Did you hear that?
What?
Something just broke the surface. What is that?
I don't see anything.
There, look. What is it? It's some sort of, I don't know. It's like a yellow ball? Oh, there's another one.
Look. Are they rubber ducks?
Yeah. And that's not all. Look.
I can't see a thing. Your eyes are younger than mine. Hang on. Look, there's loads of it. It looks like a floating landfill.
The North Atlantic garbage patch. We must be right in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah, that thing. I remember Attenborough banging on about it on the telly.
Hundreds of miles of marine trash. Plastics, mainly. God only knows what else. People throw their shit away and it gets caught up in the oceanic currents. Winds up coagulating in places like this.
I suppose you millennials worry a lot about this kind of thing.
Maybe. But this is more personal.
Huh?
My family is big in petrochemicals. All this is kind of the skeleton in our closet. Humanity's really made a mess of this planet.
Not just us.
What do you mean?
Nothing. It doesn't matter. I do my bit. You know, I put the recycling out every week, separate the plastic caps from milk cartons.
You know, most of it ends up being burned or shipped halfway around the world and dumped into a landfill someplace else anyway.
Look, what I'm saying is there's only so much we can do. I've done more than my share of saving the planet.
If you say so. I'm just glad I got to see the world before it gets smothered in human trash or some asshole with bad hair blows it all to hell.
Look, let's get a shift on and find the captain. The sooner that Wi-Fi is sorted, the sooner you can get back to your social media.
And you're John Barron.
Brown. James Brown. But look, never mind. Just take me to the bridge!
Sorry, I don't...
No, forget it. Look, let's go. Lead the way.
But it wasn't as friendly there as I remembered. Figured it was time to head home and looked up cheap travel options.
That's a bit of a risk, though, isn't it? You know, a young woman traveling alone on a boat full of lonely men.
Compared to some of the places I've been, this is a walk in the park.
Here we go. The bridge. Let's get some answers.
What the hell?
Okay. Now we're talking weird.
The whole place is full of trash.
Check the windows. They've been smashed in.
It doesn't make any sense.
Captain! You in there? Shine that light round a bit.
I don't see anyone. How did this stuff even get up here?
I haven't got a clue. I suppose we should go inside, you know, make sure someone isn't... You know?
What?
You know.
Right.
Right. Okay, then. Here goes. Look for the ship's radio. I think we should call for help.
Let's definitely call for help. I'll check over by the helm.
This job was supposed to be easy money.
Found the radio. What's left of it, anyway? It's no good to anyone.
Bugger. Oh, holy moly.
What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. It's not a dead body or anything. It's just a pair of binoculars. Look. Hang on. There's something else under here. Oh, Jesus. Effing Christ. Look, don't come over here.
What is it?
Really, look. I'm not joking. Don't look.
Stop trying to protect me. I'm not a child.
Seriously, nobody should see this.
Holy shit. Is he?
Yeah. Yeah. He is. He absolutely is.
He's been crushed to death. What the hell could do this to a person?
Well, how about a couple of tons of plastic rubbish?
Well, that's not... That's impossible.
Tell that to the guy buried underneath. What was that?
It's a lifeboat. Someone's launched a lifeboat.
Come on.
You hear that? Voices. I hear voices.
Look in!
Down there.
Oi, you! Wait! Hey!
Shh, let me listen.
What the hell are you doing? Wait for us!
They won't understand what you're saying anyway. The crew members I met hardly spoke any English, and my Polish isn't much better. Can you just be quiet for a second?
This is stupid. We've got to do something. They're moving away.
He's trying to tell us something.
But they're too far away. I can't make out what they're saying.
Hang on. I think it's... I am sorry.
Shit.
What do we do now?
No idea, love. We don't even know what it is they're running away from.
Wait, they've stopped.
Oh, maybe they're coming back for us.
No, no, something's not right. Give me those binoculars.
What's happening?
They've lost an oar. Something's moving under the water. Something big. I can't make out what it is.
Let me take a look. No, no. That's not... It's those rubber ducks again. They're moving towards the lifeboat together. It's like they're alive.
No! No, 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 no!
It's gone. They just sucked the whole bloody lifeboat under the surface.
What was that? A giant squid or something?
It's just ducks. Rubber ducks.
That was no duck.
Come on.
Where are you going?
Look, come on. We have to hide until we can figure out what's going on.
No, we've got to get away. Get off the ship.
Look, you can't. You just saw what happened to that lifeboat. We go out there, that could be us.
You heard that scream, right?
Oh, yeah. I heard it. Trust me. I don't want to stay on this boat any more than you do. But we stand more chance on board than we do out there.
You think?
Listen to me. Whatever we do next, we have to think about it really carefully. There's a lot of weird stuff in the world that you can't even begin to imagine.
Weirder than a sea of plastic ducks and whatever the hell made that noise?
Yes. And it's dangerous. Now look, this is going to sound ridiculous. But there's a chance it could be aliens.
You mean aliens like illegal immigrants?
I mean aliens, like from space.
Oh, you can fuck right off.
Look, my wife used to work for an organization that defends the Earth from alien invaders. I know it sounds daft.
Aliens! Those ducks are aliens! Made of what? Living plastic?
We need to calm down. We need to calm down.
You're
right?
Insane! I don't... You know what? You're on your own!
Caitlin, wait. Wait! Bloody hell!
Get a grip, you idiot! Hello? Who's there? Who is that? Are you hurt? Okay, don't panic. I'm close by. I'll come find you. Oh, it's all over you. I'll get this stuff off of you. Hang in there while I... I'm sorry. I'm trying. The sheets are too tough. I can't tear through it. I don't understand. No! Get off of me! Let go! Oh, God! Help! Help me!
Leave it alone!
Okay, I've got you. I've got you. You're safe now. It's gone, okay? It's gone.
What was it? An alien?
I don't know. Look, maybe. It was like an octopus tentacle. Only, look, it made of shopping bags. And alive. Like the ducks.
Oh, my God. There's a woman back there covered in this stuff. We've got to go help her. She's alive, but she's got to be suffocating in there.
Hold still, okay? I'm going to use my penknife to cut a hole so you can breathe, right?
Oh, careful, careful. I think she's going into shock.
Hold her head still, will you? Almost there. I'll get the rest of it off her quickly. Come on.
It's just flaking off like ash.
Right. Hold her gently now.
Oh, she's freezing cold.
Right, we should get her someplace warm.
Oh, whatever that is, it sounds pissed off.
Yeah. Come on, love. Let's get a shift on. Ow! Oh. Bloody hell. It's pitch black in here. Turn your torch back on.
Sorry. I was saving the battery. Get her onto that bench. I'll find something to block the door.
It smells like my dad's old garage. What do you think this place is, a workshop?
I really don't care. Give me a hand moving this.
You reckon this is heavy enough to keep whatever it is out? Because shifting it might have done me a permanent injury.
Shh. Sounds quiet out there.
Does it mean that it isn't busy trying to find us?
Look, I'm sorry about...
Forget it. I didn't believe a word of it myself when the wife first told me. There were times I wish she'd left me in blissful ignorance.
Alien life, though. I mean, I never believed we're all alone in the cosmos, but real life space invaders?
I know, love. But this is the real, real world. The one most people get to ignore or pretend isn't happening. Humanity might be its own worst enemy, but it's got plenty of competition.
So what can we do about it?
Buggered if I know. Gwen, the missus, right? If she was here, she'd have shown it what for by now. I'm just a lorry driver.
She's coming around. It's okay. It's okay. You're safe.
I'm alive?
Yeah. You were lucky we found you in time. I'm Reese. This is Caitlin.
Captain Benesik. Annika Benesik.
I thought so. I saw you briefly when I came aboard, but I didn't get a chance to introduce myself.
I don't recall. Why is it so dark in here?
Do you remember what happened? The plastic on the bridge? Have you seen the creature, or whatever it is?
Stop. You are talking too fast.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Take your time, love. Okay?
Yes. I remember now. The engines, they stopped turning, then... How did you...
Survive? Blind luck. Maybe the sea monster didn't realize there were passengers aboard.
That may have changed.
Power's back on.
Christ, your neck.
What?
It's bloody great blotches where that tentacle thingy grabbed you. Look, look, we should get something on that. Doesn't it hurt?
I hadn't even noticed. What was that?
Out there, in the corridor.
What corridor? Oh, great. Another door. So much for blocking the entrance. I'd better go and have a look.
Be careful. Take that wrench, just in case.
Yeah. Shut the door behind me. Big spanner here, and I'm not afraid to use it, so you better come out! Jesus! Where'd you come from?
Little English.
Yeah, me too. I mean, little Polish. I'm a friend. All right? Friend, you understand?
Tak, yes, yes.
Okay, mate. Come this way. Quickly now. Run! Run!
Let me see to those sores. I am sorry.
It's fine. It doesn't hurt. It just feels kind of strange.
It will pass. Tell me, Caitlin, why are you here?
I'm going home, I guess. That's an odd question.
I am... how do you say it? Curious to know.
Open up! Caitlin, open the door!
Shut it!
Who the hell? What is it?
This bloody pig! Stay back! Keep out of its way!
Got him! What do we do?
I don't know!
It just...
twisted him in two. Yeah. Oi! Dickhead, over here! Stop it!
How?
Just find something, anything!
Think of it, go through it. Okay. Come on! I gotcha! Right!
Where's the captain?
I am here. Do not worry about me.
Oh, do you smell that?
Oh. It's not plastic. It's more like burgers.
Oh, Jesus. Look, look inside the thing.
One of the crew. My crew.
Yeah, one of the guys we saw in the lifeboat. Must have been carried along inside the ducks.
We can't stay here. It'll come after us again.
Right. I know where we can go. Somewhere it won't find us. Come on. Yeah, that'll do it. We're as safe as we possibly can be in here. I didn't think I'd end up hiding inside one of my own containers, mind?
It's being trapped inside a shipping container that worries me. What if that thing finds us again? How did it find us so quickly before?
He must have been following that other poor fella. I never even asked his name. Who was he, Captain?
I can't...
Don't worry. This has been tougher on you than anyone.
Yes. Yes, I'm sorry. I need to rest. Please, excuse me.
Let me help.
No. No need, thank you.
She doesn't seem all there at the moment, does she?
The shock, I guess.
I bet you wish you'd splashed a few more quid in a plane ticket.
Actually, I wasn't entirely honest with you when I told you I'd been travelling.
What do you mean?
I've been doing research for an environmentalist group. I wanted to come out here and see the mess we're in for myself. This is not what I was expecting.
Hang on, though. Didn't you say your family was in...
petrochemicals. Plastics, ironically. My dad and I don't see eye to eye on many things, but primarily about what his company is doing to the planet. I decided to do something about it. Now I find we've opened the door to aliens.
It's hardly your fault, love. They happen more often than you think.
We all had a hand in this. Every damn human on Earth since the Industrial Revolution. We've poisoned the planet and opened the door to who knows what else.
I wish Gwen was here. She'd know what to do.
What is it she does with aliens, exactly? Some kind of intergalactic United Nations?
Not really. Less Captain Kirk, we come in peace. More Terminator meets alien sex blobs at the end of the world.
That actually sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, if you like. I kept myself away from it. Not that Gwen ever wanted to involve me anyway. Protecting me, she was, though I didn't always get that. I was the one, you know, stopping in, wondering whether she'd come home safe or, you know, well, thank God she always did. But that's all in the past now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were separated.
No, God, no. She's brilliant there. I wouldn't let that one go. No, she quit the whole alien thing. Now we're just trying to live a normal life, you know, and bring our daughter upright.
Some of it must have rubbed off, though. How about you ask yourself, what would Gwen do?
Swear. Profusely. Now, she want to know more about what she was up against. Gather intel.
So, what do we know? Plastic has somehow come to life and it wants us dead.
Yeah, is it alive, though? There was that guy inside the melted ducks. He could have been controlling them somehow.
No. He was definitely a victim. And there wasn't anyone inside that polythene tentacle. It's alive. I felt it. And I think it might be intelligent.
Plastic that thinks for itself, then. Which is ridiculous. More likely it's an alien that looks like plastic, but isn't. Or there's some E.T. mastermind controlling it. But we're guessing. It could be anything.
If nothing else, we have to find a way to put a warning out. Stop other ships entering the area. Can we get a message to these people that your wife worked for?
Well, how? You saw the state of the radio. I'm not an electrical engineer. Something breaks, I chuck it away and get a new one. Which is kind of what got us into this mess in the first place, isn't it?
We can send an email. I was online before this started. Now that the power's back, there's got to be an internet connection. Damn it. Still no Wi-Fi.
Signal will be blocked down here anyway. All these metal containers.
Okay. But there's got to be a network computer plugged in somewhere aboard, right? A server.
Hang on. What you're saying is we'll have to go outside to find it.
If that's what it takes.
Right. We can't hide out in here forever, I suppose. Problem is, we're going to need the captain's help. And I'm not so sure she's up to it.
Captain? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. How are you feeling? You okay?
Yes. Yes.
We've been talking, and we figured we need to...
Can't you feel it?
What? Feel what? Sorry.
It's thoughts. The anger. The suffering.
I don't know what you mean.
You don't?
It's the shock, Annika. Can I call you Annika?
Who?
We need your help to get to the ship server room. Can you lead us there?
It is my ship, of course.
Good. That's great. Only, we need to go right now.
Yes. Where are we going?
Go. coast is clear. Are you certain this is the right deck?
Yes, I am certain.
How are you doing?
I am fine. Stop worrying. It is here, I promise you. Along this corridor. Come.
It's like she doesn't even know her own ship.
Being wrapped up in that plastic must have affected her more than we thought. Oxygen starvation? She's bound to be a little sketchy.
Yeah, well, I hope it's the right deck this time. I'm amazed we've got this far without being discovered.
It's a big boat. With any luck, the plastic, whatever it is still looking for us back at the workshop.
Here. It is in here. You see?
It took long enough. So is it working?
Looks like the power cut shut the system down. But it's rebooted, okay? I'll need to find the network connection to the satellite and relink them. It wants a password.
Maybe it's written down somewhere. How about this post-it note? This it, you reckon?
Probably Polish for password 1234. Let's give it a try anyway. It worked? Man, they need to beef up their security protocols.
Yeah, I don't suppose you get much cybercrime in the middle of the Atlantic, do you?
I doubt their IT guy had much time to worry about online security. Seen how much porn he had bookmarked?
Dirty devil!
That's weird. The keyboard stopped working. It's like the keys are stuck rigid.
I don't want to be the one to mention the browser history, but...
Ah!
Oh, what's wrong?
It's moving! The keyboard is... It's alive!
What? It's plastic! Oh. Bloody hell, of course it is! The keyboard, bloody plastic! Back up, quick, come!
There is nowhere to run.
It's found us.
There is nowhere to run.
Annika, what are you doing?
Careful, she's got a gun.
Her hand is the gun. Oh, she's part of it. The plastic.
But she was alive. I mean, we saved her life.
No, think. The plastic wasn't suffocating her. It was more like a cocoon. It was being born.
You understand, Caitlin. Good. There is no need to fear the consciousness.
Oh, there's a ton of reasons.
You will learn to overcome them. Now that we have a connection.
I don't... What? We are not connected. Grace!
Look, I'm fine. Sunday League fly half trumps alien action, man. Quick, come on. Let's get out of here. Come on. Come on.
Where do we go?
No idea. Containers are out. The captain knows about them.
Someplace there isn't any plastic.
Sounds good to me. Where?
The engines. Gotta be all metal, right?
Engineering, then. Okay, so what do you think? Back of the ship, near the propellers?
I guess.
Look, I swear, if I'm ever on one of these buckets again, I'm getting a deck plan the minute I come on board. What now?
More plastic. Move it!
Come on, through here, hurry! Oh, it's a bit tight.
But safe. So stop complaining and get a move on.
All right. We're not under 13 here, you know. Oh! Yeah. Hear that? I think he's given up.
It'll be looking for another way in. When it finds one, we're dead meat. Come on!
Wait. Let's stop and catch our breath, eh? Hey, look. The captain didn't seem to know a way around the ship any better than us, right?
Less, if anything.
Which means that none of that other plastic crap probably knows either. So we got a couple of minutes at least, okay, to catch our breath.
Okay. It makes sense.
You all right?
Of course not. I'm scared shitless. And those things the captain said...
Look, she was talking nonsense. Some bonkers alien mind game.
Well, why, though? The crazy thing is, I think she's right. I can feel something.
Paranoia. She put an idea in your head, that's all. You don't want to go listen to some life-size Barbie doll.
What if that tentacle didn't just grab me by the neck? What if it did something to me? Because, and I know this sounds weird, but it's like there is a presence right at the edge of my thoughts. And I didn't notice it before, not until Annika said, but it's there. I know it.
Supposing you're right. I was thinking maybe the duck thing found us before through the captain. But what if it was tracking you instead?
Oh, God. We need to keep moving.
Smart, but at least it hasn't figured out how to unlock a door.
Do you hear that?
Yeah. Oh, Christ, it's all over the place.
Searching for me. Every pipe belched up on the ship, inch by inch. It's getting closer.
Right, try and keep calm. Panic's the last thing we need. All we've got to do is keep out of its way until we reach engineering. We lock ourselves in there, then we've got something to work with.
What do you mean?
Well, we get control of the engines, then we got control of the ship.
You can't even fix a radio. Now you think you're chief of engineering.
We'll figure something out. How hard can it be? That was close. Too close.
Then we go in the other direction. This way.
Quickly!
Right, come in. Haven't we been down here already? Feels like we've been running around in circles.
Maybe. I've just been steering clear of the plastic.
I don't know. It just seems familiar.
It's getting closer.
Oh, look. Graffiti on the bulkhead. I've seen enough cock and balls in my time to recognize the same drawing when I see it. Oh, shit. It's only one man and his dog, innit?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
We're being herded, like sheep. We haven't been cleverly avoiding the plastic. We've been shepherded exactly where it wants us to go.
Which is where, exactly?
Yeah, I think we're about to find out. We haven't been down there yet.
But if that's where it wants us, it can't be good.
I don't think it's given us a choice. Okay. So we found engineering.
And the crew. So much for gaining an advantage.
Wrapped in plastic. Every last one of them. What do you reckon? Are they,
About as human as the captain? Recognize this guy?
The poor bugger that got torn in half by that duck thing.
Oh, no, he's cold. Oh, it's a copy. A plastic replica like these others.
I don't get it. Why duplicate the whole crew?
Oh, what if the ship docks in Wilmington with the same crew it set out with, only it isn't?
A ship full of alien copies?
And then they could do the same with the next ship that passes through, and then the next, and the next.
Hey, hang on, though, hang on. What if this isn't the first time? I mean, what if they've done this before? There could be hundreds of copies out there already. Bloody hell. It's an invasion force.
Caitlin.
You stay away from her.
You have nothing to fear from us, Caitlin Russell. We are lost, stranded on your world. But you can help us.
Hey, didn't you hear what I said?
You are of great value to us. Come.
Why? What makes me so special? Wait. How did you know my surname? I didn't...
Contact was interrupted, but a telepathic link was established. We learned more than we expected.
You killed all these people. Why should I help you?
We were defending ourselves. The crew attacked us, hurt us. We were scared.
You are talking out of your plastic ass, mate.
What did you do to me? Why are you in my head? Tell me!
All we need is information. The pain will not last. The full transfer is now underway.
What transfer? You leave it alone.
Do not fight. The sensation will pass.
Whatever you're doing to us, stop it right now. Can you stand? Can you walk?
I think so.
Right, I've got an idea. Shift yourself.
Leave her!
No chance!
Stop! Stop him! Do not damage the female!
Oh, that is not good. Right, through there.
Get the door! See you later, lads!
Right, we haven't got time to mess around. Where the hell do we start? All I see is blinking lights, pipes and pressure gauges.
I don't know. You said you had a plan.
Well, it was kind of short term. Get out of there and lock the door. Right. How's your head?
Thumping. I can hardly see straight.
I know where to stop it. Oh, bloody hell. It's figured out locks.
Use the wrench. Use the wrench. Jam the wheel.
Got it. Yeah.
Oh, it's learning from me, isn't it? It's stealing my memories.
It probably helps. It's got proper hands now instead of yogurt pots. It'll find another way in, Mike. Any ideas?
The control room. Up there. It's what we came down here for in the first place.
Come on, come on. I'm a bloody truck driver from Cardiff, not Indiana Jones. I wasn't built for this kind of thing.
Do you think this window is reinforced?
I don't know. But at least it means we'll see it come in. This all looks a lot more complicated than I thought it would.
Oh, what were you expecting? An ignition and gear shift? You said so yourself. These ships are mainly run by computer. There it goes again. It's getting worse.
Right, hang in there. Let's do something about it. It's plastic, so plastic...
The ultimate man-made material. It pollutes the environment at every stage of its life.
Right, go on.
You can't even recycle it. Most of it just gets thrown in an incinerator, causing even more pollution.
There we go, then. We burn it. That's what we gotta do. We torched a lot of it.
Seriously?
Yeah. We find something flammable and then light it up. Boom.
Oh, come on. Think of the environmental impact.
What, versus the impact over us?
Okay, the fuel tanks. They've gotta be half full still. We could ignite the ship's fuel. Only,
Only what?
Well, if we do this, what happens to us? Ah, they got through!
Look, we'll have to worry about us later. Come on, you're the computer whiz. What buttons do we press?
I don't know. Let me take a look. Okay. Looks like we can do anything, pretty much. This software interface controls every system in engineering.
Right, see if you can start the engines. Come on.
Working on it. Here goes.
Let's heat things up. Turn everything to maximum. If there's a warning light, ignore it. Whatever looks most dangerous, do it.
Okay, I think these are the safety overrides. I'm going to turn them off. That worked! Every readout is hitting red.
What about the engines?
Running hot. Way hot.
Stop what you're doing. We are not your enemy.
Laughing girl's back.
All we
want
is for you to join us.
I'll pass, thanks!
What did you just do?
Vented the fuel tanks.
Okay, where to?
Down there.
What are you doing? Stop!
Did she just stutter?
Oh my god! It's gone! Oh, the pain is gone!
They're backing off. The heat must be getting to them. It's only bloody working. The place is going up a treat.
Yeah, and we're trapped inside, going up with it.
No. I am not having that. My family is expecting me home in one piece, not in a bloody ashtray. There's got to be a fire escape or something. Right, come on. There's so many regulations. They wouldn't let a ship like this even leave the docks without that. Yes! God, I love health and safety. An evac suit. Fire retardant. Put one of these on, quick.
You want to go out there?
You can stay in you like. I don't fancy your chances much.
And what about the plastic?
We can make it, right? If we're quick. So get a shift on. Are you ready?
Not really!
Just keep your head down and run for your life, okay? One, two, three, go! Keep moving! We made it!
Hurry! Save his last words!
It's going under!
Reese! Reese!
Apiela, grab my hand, come on, stretch!
I can't!
You can't, come on, reach for me!
It's too far!
Now, Caitlin, are you okay? I'm sorry, love, but there's no way I can reach you. Listen, listen now, there isn't much time, okay? The water's going to be freezing. The moment you hit it, your body will go into shock and you'll be gasping for air, but you've got to fight that urge, all right? Do not struggle or you'll drown, for sure.
What makes you the expert?
I've got a daughter. All I do is worry and watch safety videos. You just lean back and float, count to 60, let your body acclimatise, and that's when you swim, all right? Not before!
Okay, Dad!
Floating for hours we were before we were picked up. All the time terrified we were going to get attacked by killer rubber ducks, yeah? Can't get away from your madness, can I? But yes, it's freezing. My nads still haven't come out of hiding. But anyway, my money's running out. I'll give you a call from the airport, yeah? And stop worrying. Yes, yeah, yeah. I love you too. Give Anwen a big hug from her daddy. See you soon. You're still looking a bit pasty. How are you feeling?
Alive. The air here is so sweet.
It's a bit fishy, if you ask me. Anyway, according to Gwen, there was nothing on the news about a bloody great container ship going down with all hands. Didn't make the internet even. Well, as far as you can tell.
Does that surprise you?
Not really. If nobody's tweeting about it, it isn't news these days, is it? Listen, I owe you an apology.
You do?
Well, the planet, maybe. What happened today, you know, my family has been dealing with mad stuff like that for years now. And somehow all the man-made crap out there doesn't seem so important, but... Well, you're right, it is. And I should be more mindful of that.
You should.
You've got to wonder what the hell that thing was, though. I mean... What it wanted from you. Suppose I'll never know now. It's burnt to a crisp, thank God. Still. Homeward bound. How about you? More eco-warrior stuff?
Did you know that the seas of this planet are saturated with microplastic particles? So infinitesimally small you'd never suspect they're almost everywhere. In the food chain, inside people. It needs to be controlled.
Well, if someone's going to sort the problem out, I'd put good money in it being you. Hey, maybe you can get your dad's business involved. Have your family take charge of the mess.
My thoughts exactly.
Ah, there's my taxi. There's room for one more if you want dropping off somewhere.
I'm being picked up. They're on their way. Family.
Yes, all right, I'm coming. I'd love to say it's been a pleasure, but well, you know, it's been horrible. Yeah. But thanks for keeping me alive, though. Stay safe now.
What took you so long? We have work to do.
You have been listening to Torchwood Sargasso by Christopher Cooper. Rhys Williams was played by Kai Owen, Caitlin Sydney Fader, Captain Annika Banajic, Chloe Ewart, and crew members Robert Jezek and Wilf Scolding. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The producer was James Goss, script editor and director Scott Hancock, and executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haygallery. And remember, please recycle carefully.
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions. Torchwood. Serenity.
Oh, boy, it sure is good to be home. Evening, Bob.
Evening, Ken.
Evening, Mary.
Evening, Ken. Beautiful day, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is, but not half as beautiful as your hair today. Oh, how do you do it?
Oh, you charmer.
Guilty as charged.
Front lawn's looking good.
Well, not as good as yours, but may the best man win.
Thank you, I will.
Evening, Ken.
Evening, Vanessa.
What's that lovely Ivan cooking up for you tonight?
Oh, I have no idea. He likes to surprise me.
Oh, I bet he does.
Okay, then. See you around, guys.
Catch you later.
Don't be a stranger.
Woo! Honey, I'm home!
You're a sight for sore eyes.
Oh, you're not so bad yourself. Hey, what's for dinner?
Big Finish. We love stories.
I can't just let them wipe out the human race. I have to end it!